Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now, I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Yeah! the space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Good morning and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and speak to you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what God has to say on this morning. You have tuned in to our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, we're just chomping at the bit right now. We're waiting for our guest to come on. He'll be coming on here shortly. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, if you have not heard this great man of God, this is your opportunity. This is your chance. You need to call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and to connect with us by going to your phone lines and going to your final phone and put in this number. It's 563-999-3628. Again, that's 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Press 1 for prayer, or to just speak with the guest or the host. Maybe you have something you want to share. Maybe you just want to tell how the broadcast is blessing you. Maybe you just want to share with us you have a question, or you maybe want to share your testimony, or maybe even you have a word that you would like to share on this morning. We would be excited to have you call in. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. And when you press that 1 for prayer, I promise you that you will be shifted, will be transformed in your thinking. God bless you. We thank you guys for tuning in and partnering with us. Again, as always, we're just excited. Now, you know how we do it here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we go any further, we want to go into effectual, fervent prayer. Father, we thank you for this great day that you have allowed for us to be able to share on this morning, God. God, we bless, magnify, glorify, and edify your great name, for it is your name, Father, that has given us this opportunity to come before you and, God, to just be imparted into on this morning with your great spirit, with your great word, with your great experience that you have placed inside of us. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for this opportunity to come into the presence of the great and almighty God. And just to soak with you on this morning. God, we surrender this broadcast to you on this morning. God, we don't want to work within ourselves, Father. We want you to take the reins of this broadcast. We want you to take the reins of this entire day, God, and just do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. And we graciously and humbly submit ourselves to you on this morning, God, because we understand that it is in your hands, oh God. God, that all things are possible, and we glorify, and we magnify, and we lift up your great name. For your name is a strong tower, and they that run in it are safe. So we thank you, for Lord God, for allowing us to run into your safe place, God. God, to surrender our minds and our hearts unto you on today. God, we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. And we glorify, and we magnify, and we edify who you are and what you are doing right now. In this place and in our lives, in the mighty and rich name of, in mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, do we pray. In the body of Christ, said, amen, amen, amen. And as always, God, we want to make sure that we share our scripture of the day. Our scripture of the day will be Philippians 2, verses 7 and 8. Again, that's Philippians 2, verses 7 and 8. And it says, but made himself of no recompense, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross, You know, we're going into our resurrection season. We want to make sure that you guys know that he gave his life. Not only did he give his life, but he gave his life for us. not only give his life for us, he gave his life for the sinner. He gave his life. He said the word says that even before he knew us, he died for us. He gave his life for us. He went on that cross. He gave his life on the cross for a wretch undone like us, that we may see eternal life. And this is our opportunity. This is our time. This is our chance for us to make sure that we show ourselves in that place to where we walk after the cross, right after the Christ of the cross. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part. Now listen real close. Well, we want to also make sure that we acknowledge those great countries that are listening in as well. We want to make sure we acknowledge our great countries. We want to tell y'all thank you so very much for your continued support, that you continually connect with us and be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Know that we are praying for you. Those of you all that are listening to us in other countries, we understand and know that you're listening in. Even your confession of Jesus Christ, it is taboo in some countries right now. That they are burning Bibles and they are killing people. Amen. I won't say that again, because we have the freedom right here on this American soil to preach the gospel and go to church every Sunday and to communicate our faith, our relationship with Jesus Christ. But there are some countries, if they even heard you speak the name of Jesus, that they will come into your homes and they will take your children and they will take you and they will make an example out of you. So we're praying for you. Those of you all who are on the other side of the world, we're praying for you, because we understand that God is yet still a waymaker. God is yet still a mind regulator. God is yet still a protector and a watcher over those who love him and cherish him, and those who those of you all who are walking after him. He knows and understands that not only is he able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We have just got to learn how to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge him and allow him to direct our path. Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge you and tell you thank you for your continued support, your continued connecting with us across this great country, across this great world. And we want to say thank you so much. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We got Japan. We got South Korea. We got Ireland, we got India, and we have Portugal. And we want to say thank you to each and every last one of you guys for connecting with us and listening in and being a part of it. We hope that this part of the day, whatever the part of the day is your best part of the day as you come in to receive from God this word, receive from God this great transition and great impartation that takes place in your life. And we want to say thank you so much. We want to say thank you so much. We want to say thank you so much for your continued connecting with us and being a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we love you so much for it. We appreciate you. Listen, know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we are excited about what God is doing, not only just in your life, but around your life. Amen. Amen. So listen, tune in, be a part of what God is doing here with us at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak if you have a prayer request, if you want to just share how the broadcast is blessing you, or if you just want to be a part of this, the conversation, to share with the conversation, please do so. Please do so. And again, that number is 563-999-3628. We look forward to you guys being a part of the conversation on this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Mm-hmm. God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Hey!
With no point of reference.
Take it out.
And as you see, 100 billion gaps, but in the vapor of your breath, the planet is born. It's the time we're meant to worship. I will see your heart.
Yeah!
Bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight, nah, nah, nah. Oh, oh, oh. Said I'd sing you working on, no, 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 no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I'd sing you heal the sick to others. And I want you to work in me. Oh, 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 oh. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say I'm your friend. Because I see
you
Amen, 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 amen. I've seen, draw me close to you, Bishop Marvin Winer, draw me close to you. Listen, I cannot hold the man of God any longer. I cannot hold the man of God any longer. We're just excited to have him here with us this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, on our Man of Monday broadcast. I met this man of God probably about maybe, I don't even think it's been 2 months. But I felt this man of God's spirit, and the Bible says it like this. He say, try the spirit. He say to see the be of God. It don't say try the spirit by spirit, because those spirit in his day, it just say try the spirit and see the be of God. And I found in this man of God that he has the spirit of God. He has the logos in him. He has that word inside of him. And I thank God for the opportunity to connect with this great man of God and connect with him, not just on a friendship level. The Bible says, no man after the flesh, but I connected with him spiritually. And I thank God for that opportunity that God allowed us to be in that presence. And I tell people all the time, I tell people this all the time, God does not allow our connections. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God don't allow us to be connected with people by happen chance. There's always a reason for it, whether it be to encourage one another, whether it be to strengthen one another, whether it be empower one another, or whether it be just that chance meeting that you need to hear something that you've been waiting to hear for that time in the season that you're in. And so I thank God for connection. I thank God for this man of God. I thank you, Apostle Walker, for the opportunity, man, to even be in your presence. I thank God that day you could have said, no, babe, I'm going to let you go by yourself. We had his wonderful wife come and sing in our family and friends day. And we thank God for that opportunity for him to come and to share with that with us. And we were just excited. I'm telling you, man, we were just excited just to have that man of God in our midst and in our presence. And we thank God for you, man. We really do. We bless God for you. We bless God for the God that is in you. And so listen, I present to some and I introduce to others, none other than my friend, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Apostle Kendrick Walker. Man of God, listen, I'm going to relinquish my stand. You have the floor, man. Go ahead on and bless the people.
God, Apostle, it is truly humbling to even hear such words. I take no credit in anything that God does or anything that he allows, and I'm truly thankful that he has brought such a connection, of course, through of course, through my wife, and of course, through the way that the connection was done. I'm just thankful for it, and I'm always glad to be able to be in the midst of such greatness that God has placed in folks. And that's the one thing I will always cherish is the genuine love of Christ that God always commands of each and every one of us. And so I thank you first. I thank the Lord, first of all, for the opportunity that he provided through you to be a part of this particular broadcast. I thank God that he saw that you would allow me to be entrusted with such a great people. Again, I'm very humbled by it. Of course, I also want to take time to honor my pastor, my chief apostle, Mark A. Robinson, Sr. of Solid Rock Full Gospel Church. Again, I'm thankful to basically everyone that has been so involved in all of this. And as we go forward, I definitely want to make sure that I am adhering to, of course, the broadcast. This is Man Up Monday, and I want to be able to speak not just to men, but I want to speak to the hearts of men. Because if we can't speak to the heart of men, then there's no other way that we're going to get through to men. I know, you know, it said the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. But so if we're going to go through that route, Apostle, I guess we're going to start feeding everybody spiritual words. So coming from the book of 1 Kings chapter number 2, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. And of course, those of you that may be actually hearing this broadcast, not just through through the live Blog Talk Radio, but also may be watching through social media, I definitely do thank you all for being a part of this broadcast. Again, we're coming from the book of 1 Kings chapter number 2, reading from the King James Version, and I will begin at verse number 1. It says, "Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel." So just for a little bit, people of God, men of God, I don't want to be long before you. And some people say you don't have to be long in order to be strong. So for a few moments, I want to just be able to encourage you all and say, just be a man about it. Once again, just be a man about it. And a lot of people, just on hearing those particular words, some of us immediately may go back to the Tony Braxton song where it talks about just be a man about it. Fellas, I'm not here to do no man bashing. I'm a man myself, so I'm not here to bash. I'm here to be able to encourage, to uplift, and empower, because in this day and age, right now, we as men need uplifting. We need encouragement. We need empowerment. We need to be able to hold each other accountable, to let each other, to be able to let one another know, hey, brother, I know you may be down, but I'm right here with you to pick you up so we can walk together, so you can take your rightful place as the head of your home, a pillar in your community, an example in your church, and everywhere that you go, even on the job. I want to be able to see God help you to prosper wherever you may go. And that, men of God, is what has been lacking for so long for so many people, even in this day. But again, I want to do my best to stay in the text. And so as we look at this particular situation, this particular moment, we understand that this is David speaking to his son and letting him know, hey, my time is getting ready to be up. And as we grow up as men and as fathers, those of us that have children, we know that there may come a time that even when we were growing up and we had some of us may have had our father around us, some of us may not have had our father around us, but we learned an example of manhood in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm going to say this, and honestly, I'm not going to apologize for it, because a lot of times we ask ourselves, what makes a man? What is it that makes a man? What I can tell you right now, I can tell you what does not make a man. I can say it with full heart and full confidence that a pimp doesn't make a man. You don't have to be a pimp in order to be a man. A thug doesn't make a man. You don't have to go out thugging and doing things that are not that would cause trouble and would cause drama and would cause pain in the lives of people. That doesn't make you a man to be a thug. You don't have to be a gangster in order to be a man. We know how people have lived the hard life. We understand about the hard not life and things of that nature. But as God allows us to grow up into going from a boy to be a man. See, the Bible says that when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, and I heard as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So in order to be a man, we have to understand what it may mean to be in a place where even though you could throw hands, even in a place where you could throw hands, God says instead of throwing the hands, now you got to know how to turn those throwing hands and those fists and those iron fists into an open hand and into a posture of prayer. In other words, real men know how to pray. Yes, I said it. Real men know how to pray. Can you be a praying man even in 2022? What does it mean to be a praying man in 2022? A praying man is one that will take the posture and be able to put all situations and circumstances, matters that concerns him, into the hands of God. That's why it was so easy for David to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Somebody just shout one good time on the radio, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what it means to be an example for us as men. When we say that we're the head of the household, that we're the priest, the prophet, the provider, and the protector, we are the examples. We are the ones that step out first to make sure that it's done. We're not asked. See, we as men, we have to be able to make sure that when we're asking of something, that we're not asking of something that we're not willing to do first. That helps us to understand, to be the example. As David was speaking to his son, he was not just talking about how to be a king, but he was talking about how to leave a legacy as a king. And that is what David literally was teaching his son Solomon. Somebody in the comments, somebody in the live stream, if you're brave enough and bold enough and brash enough to do so, type in the words legacy. Because what it means to leave a legacy, that means you are leaving an example, not just an example, but you are leaving a powerful example for within your family that will not just last for one generation, but for multiple generations. Let's remember that it was Jesus that came through 42 generations in order for him to be able to be on the scene. And so in this day and age, in this current generation, where there are men that are needed to be proper examples so that the current generation of men can understand what it means to be a true leader of the household, what it truly means to leave a legacy in the home. So as we look at the text in 1 Kings chapter 2, beginning at verse number 1, again, he says in this text, now the days of David drew nigh as that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, in other words, he made sure that he gave him instructions. When you are being charged, you are given proper instructions. When was the last time, men, that someone in your life looked you in the face and charged you up? No, not in a way that, not in a disrespectful way, but to remind you of your position, to remind you of the posture that you're supposed to be in. Every once in a while, we need a brother that's going to stand beside us and look us in the face and say, man, you know you fell off a little bit, but it's time for you to get back in place. I'm not here to kick you while you down. I'm here to pull you up. My God. And when we are pulling up one another, brothers, when we are pulling up one another, as Jesus had spoke to Simon Peter, when he told them that, even though I know that before the rooster crows twice, you're going to deny me three times. But hey, even though I know that's going to happen, I still pray for you. I pray that I pray for you, and that when you are converted, I need you to strengthen your brothers. I'll say that again, that when you're converted, I need you to strengthen your brothers. Somebody type in the comments, just be a man about it. Because and we're not talking about being just any type of man. We're not talking about being just any regular man, any old goody two-shoes man. No, I'm talking about being God's man about it, being the man of God that will choose the path of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways I will acknowledge him, because he is the director of our path. And so David charged his son Solomon in verse 2, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. What was he saying to him? Was he calling his son weak? No, he was not calling his son weak, but his son had to understand that even in days when you are the leader of your household, when you are the one that is the decision maker, the one that God has entrusted you to lead and be the protector, as we said earlier, the priest, the prophet, provider, and the protector of the home, you cannot allow for anything and just anything and everything to come at you with any type of words or any type of thoughts. You have to be that protective of your family. You have to be protective of your legacy. You have to be that protective of your name. The Bible reminds us about having a good name. Yes, indeed. If nothing else, men, we have to make sure that our name is protected. And we have to make sure that not only is our name protected, but because of the name that was given to us, yes, as a son of God, whether your name is Jackson, whether your name is Douglas, whether your name is Walker, whether your name is Robinson, no matter what your name is, you have to protect that name. Your name has to be, just as the Bible says, a good name is better than silver and gold. A good name is better than popularity. Why? Because the Bible also says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. See, people, many of us can have such good intentions, but the good intentions around wrong people will create such chaos. Good God Almighty, good intentions around wrong people will create chaos. Good intentions around wrong people will cause drama. And your name is all in the drama when your name never really had anything to do with the drama. It just so happened you were around the wrong people with your good name. And when the wrong people are around your good name, guess what? Here it comes. As I said before, not just the drama, not just the chaos, but here comes the rumors, the gossip, the tainting, the tarnishing. And now here it's the moment where you have to start wondering, man, do I really start putting up my fist? But instead of putting up our fist, we have to take the same posture as Jesus Christ himself. Yes, let them talk. Yes, let them gossip. Because Jesus stood through judgment hall after judgment hall, and he did not mumble the word. He did not complain. He stood there as God. He stood there as the Son of God. Am I saying go ahead and let yourself be beat up? No, I'm not saying that. But when you know that you are truly truly God's man, You don't have to up and defend yourself on every single thing. Not everything or not every word or every rumor, men of God, is worth your attention. It's not worth your energy to go and try to defend something that you don't have to defend. When the Bible already says, be still and know that I am God. When the Bible also says, for the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. So again, the Bible reminds us, as I talked earlier about having a legacy, what does it mean? So the prime example when we talk about legacy is where the Word of God says that a good man leaves an inheritance unto his children's children. What is the inheritance that David is trying to leave Solomon? In other words, so the inheritance that he's looking to leave him is not just the throne, but he's looking to leave him a proper example of how to stand as a godly king. And when you stand as a godly king, you just cannot let anything, as I said before, you can't just let anything and everything come at you. So in verse number 3, he says, and keep charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimony, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. What is he saying? In other words, this is how you stand and make sure that in the eyes of God that you are living righteously, that anything and everything that you do, you have to make sure that the Lord is pleased with your ways, that the Lord is pleased with your thoughts, that the Lord is pleased with how you carry yourself as a man, that the Lord is pleased with how you behave, how you speak to your neighbors and speak to those that you are leading, how you are treating your brother and your sister and your family member, how you are treating your wife, how you are treating your children, to be that example that they can be able to look up to. And when we are desiring for people to look up to us, guess what? We have to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. So how do we be a good man? We have to totally depend on the Lord, because if it were dependent upon ourselves, if it were dependent upon our own self and upon our own flesh, we as men don't have what it takes to just do it on our own. We got to put our trust in God. We got to give it all to the Lord. Why? Because when we give it all to him, he gives us something in return. The Bible says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I promise you, men of God, that it's so much better to be able to have the yoke that God gives you than to have a yoke that you created for yourself. Woo, Jesus, it's better to have a yoke that God gives you than to have one that you created for yourself. Because many of yokes that we created for ourselves are yokes that will not allow us to be able to take one step. But when we have the yoke that God places upon us, we can be able to take it everywhere that we go. How do you know that? Because when God gives us that yoke, it's not in our strength that we're carrying it, but he places a strength within us that allows us to be able to carry that yoke. I understand, realize, and recognize that when God gives you that yoke, that we never are really carrying it on our own, that he's right there with us. That's why the Word of God says that he has never left us nor forsaken us. And when we serve a God that never leaves us nor forsakes us, we know that he's going to, as the Word of God says, he's going to teach our hands to war. He's going to train our fingers to fight. He's going to show us how to be able to lead, our household effectively. He's going to show us how to be the proper example as a father, as a husband, as a pillar in the community, as a co-worker, as a supervisor, as a businessman, whatever it is that God desires for us to be. He's going to give us everything that is needed. And just as David has done and was instructed by God as Solomon was instructed by God through his father David, David understood that these instructions were needed in order to be king. Because just as in verse 4, and I'm gonna hang my hat right here at verse number 4, where it says that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. I need somebody to type in the comments, this is a legacy. And in the Bible, this is what God has always wanted for each and every one of us, for every man of God that honors the word of God, that stands on his statutes, that there shall never fail to be someone in our generation, that someone that comes from us, that was a part of our life, that was a part of our DNA, that shall never fail to be a son or a daughter to be on the throne. There shall never fail to be a son or a daughter that comes from us that the Lord will use. God wants to make sure that he continuously uses us for his glory. See, just as, we cannot allow ourselves to be to use the example of Eli. Eli was not a good example because he did not check his son when they needed to be checked. And because he did not check his son, the legacy that was involving Eli and his family was cut off like that. And so, men of God, I encourage you once again, stand as the Bible says, stand fast, hold fast to the profession of your faith, that as long as you honor the Lord, as long as you honor his word, as long as you keep his commandments, that the promise of a legacy, of a long-lasting legacy, shall not be denied to your family. So, men of God, it is time for us to man up. It is time for us to be able to pick up our brother, to be able to pick up our fellow man, encourage him, uplift him, empower him, let him know that even that he may feel like he's by that he may feel like he's by himself, but he's never alone because the Lord is right there beside him, and he's going to allow allow his fellow brother to take him by the right hand, just as Peter did with the man at the gate called Beautiful, where he told him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Peter reached out his right hand, pulled up that man from his lame state, pulled him up from his begging state, pulled him up from a state of mind in which all he thought that he was going to do was be at a gate begging for money. But God allowed for it to happen to where that man was able to walk and leap and praise God and to walk into the church house with the men of God to be able to show those men that dropped him off at the gate that the Lord still gave him what he needed, which was a total healing to be able to be made whole. God bless you, men of God. I pray that today that this message has encouraged you to not only man up, but to also stand up for God and to be a part of the legacy that he has left for you. God bless you and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Wow. 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 Man, listen, those of you all of the men that's under the sound of our voice on this morning, I want you to know that you have just been given the charge, to leave a legacy. Your charge this morning is to leave a legacy. Boy, these allergies are getting to me, but I'm going to get this out. Your job this morning is to leave a charge. Your charge this morning is to leave a legacy. Whether you have sons or not, you leave a legacy for your children's children. I was sitting here, and Apostle, what kicked in my spirit is this. So many years ago, the Lord had just dropped into my spirit, man, this great passage of scripture. And it simply says, A man who does not leave an inheritance for his children is worse than an infidel.
That's right.
The Bible, that word right there, a man who does not leave an inheritance for his children is worse than an infidel. And then I had to contemplate it, because at that particular time when he dropped it in my spirit, I was broke. Hear me well. I was broke. I was broke spiritually. I was broke mentally. I was broke financially. I was broke within myself. But watch this. God told me, he said, a man who does not leave an inheritance for his children is worse than an infidel. And I said, God, I said, I don't have nothing to leave them. He said, yes, you do. I said, God, I said, I don't have no, my money is gone. My mind, we having a conversation, and I don't even know if I'm talking to you or if I'm talking to myself. I'm tore up right now. But watch what God began to tell me. He said, when you understand that a legacy does not involve money, but it involves your actions.
Yes, sir.
You got to get up from this place so your children can have the legacy that even though the storms of life came against my daddy, I can still stand and I can keep on going. Your legacy, my God, your legacy is not silver and gold. Your legacy is you continuing to push in those things. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and everything else will be added unto you. When we learn that it's not the thing that we need to go after, which is the silver and the gold, but you go after the presence of God. And when your children see you do that, oh my God. You're leaving a true legacy then.
That's right.
Our children, our walk after Christ. That's where your legacy lies. It's not in stocks. It's not in bonds. The riches of this world will pass away. We got to teach our children to be able to manage within a place to where even if they don't have silver and gold, they still, watch this here, they still got a legacy to leave.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The reason why they went to the drug dealers. Come on. Let me help you real quick. That's why our daughters are swinging around on poles.
Talk, sir.
Come on. Let me help you. I like Apostle because he said, you gotta learn to understand. He said, we ain't gonna go with the singer that he was talking about. I can't remember the name of the group, but he said, we ain't talking about them, right? I ain't been a man, Pastor, but I'm gonna bless you. What's up? It ain't about you getting out here slinging dope, bro. It ain't about you out here swinging on a pole, my daughter. Listen to me. It's about you getting to the place where your daughter can look at you in your face and say, my mama worked, my daddy worked, my mama did not give me everything I wanted. My mama didn't give me everything I wanted. I'm gonna be honest with you. I grew up in a one-parent home. I had my mama that raised me. I had uncles and all that. I didn't get to meet my daddy until I turned almost 40. I was 49 years old when I met my daddy. And I just turned 50. I was blessed to be in his presence. I was blessed to be able to gain the dollars that I needed to gain from him. He left here too soon because I didn't get everything I wanted, but everything I could have got from him, but I got something from him.
Hallelujah.
Brother, come on, God. Okay, God, you're going to take me there. Brothers, if you got an issue with your son, if you got an issue with your brothers, come on here. I'm going to help you. I'm going to bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Apostle Walker, you started this. you pulled the Holy Ghost all on this thing. Listen, you brothers, if you got an issue with your brother, you got an issue with your son, go fix your issue because tomorrow is not promised to no man.
Yeah.
You do realize this thing is a part of your legacy.
Jesus.
Fix it. Oh, my God. Fixing this is a part of your legacy. God, forgive me because I'm going through some things right now with some stuff that I need to get fixed. I need to mend some stuff. Apostle Walker was there when my birth sons, my two birth sons, met their stepbrother for the first time at our family and friends day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all
got to
understand something. Fix it. That's all that's left to do is fix it.
Yeah.
When you get off this live, when you get off this phone with us, call them and fix it.
Yes, Lord.
They don't listen. If they don't receive you, at least you try.
Yeah.
If they don't want to fix it, at least you try. If they don't want to make it work with you, at least you try.
That's right.
You did your part. Watch this here. Your legacy will be to the point to where you say, I tried to fix it. And they legacy will be saying, I didn't even want to fix it.
My God.
I'm done. Apostle, you know what? I'm listening. Y'all, I'm officially banned an apostle walking from his broadcast.
Oh, Lord.
I'm officially banned an apostle from his broadcast. He is never coming back here. He done messed me up early this morning. He done messed me up early this morning. Man, God bless you. Bless you, man of God. Y'all, I'm just messing with y'all. Apostle's coming back. Y'all is the apostle. Matter of fact, me and the apostle gonna have a conversation we get when we get off the broadcast because we and him got some things to do. God bless you.
Amen.
Man, listen. Apostle will be back. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking around. But my brother, listen, this is my brother now, y'all. And I don't use the word brother lightly because of the simple fact that you can't call everybody brother and you sure as heck can't call everybody friend.
That's right.
So I'm just excited to have this man of God to be connected with us, not only just as our friend, not only just as our brother, but as someone I can confide in and I can go to and I can be strengthened by. Listen, we're going to pray for the apostle. We're going to pray for the apostle. Once we pray for the man of God, Jesus, God. Once we pray for the man of God, we're going to release him to share how to get in contact with him. This great man of God has a business. I want him to share that as well with you guys. We also want to make sure that we connect with you, connect with him in ministry as well. Those of you all who are looking for church homes, myself and my wife, we are the pastors of the Outhouse International, but we know that we are not the only church in town. You hear me? Hear me and hear me well. We are not the only church in town. And sometimes when you can't get to me, you need to be able to get to him. Amen? So we're going to give him that opportunity to share not only just how to get in contact with him, but to share with you guys his service times and how to get in contact with him with his service times as well. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, point your hands towards your phone, your screen, your tablet, or whatever. We're going to pray for the man of God. Father, we thank you for this great weapon of warfare that you have set among us on today. God, we thank you for him going into battle on this morning to fight for the man today, God, to fight for us, to give us the understanding and knowing that we are not only just men, but we are men on a mission. We have a legacy to leave. Father, we thank you for him giving us the instructions, Father God, to lay down the foolishness and to pick up the prayer, to pick up the word, to pick up you, Father God, God, and to go into battle and to do what we need to do to keep our family safe, to cover and protect our family as the men that you have called us to be. God, we thank you, God, for the impartation into every man that was under this great man of God's voice, God, that caused them to not only be shifted but to be transformed. Father, now we pray for this man of God, God, that everything that he spoke, oh God, God, God gave me replenished back unto him, that he may be able to go back into the highways and hedges and compel men to come. Father, we thank you, Father God, right now for strengthening his hand and strengthening his heart and strengthening him for who he is. God, that you'll be able to stand, not only just to stand, but to withstand in him. God, all things being made well in him right now. God, we thank you for the overflow, God, that falls on his life even now. God, so that he may be able to be built, not only just up, God, but built in his finances, God, built in his spirit, built in his relationship, God, built in his marriage, built in his church, God, built in with his children, God, and we pray, God, that you would just overflow, God, even his spiritual children, God, to bring into the overflow, God, into their lives. God, we thank you in advance, God, and we pray against backlash and everything that the enemy has set up, every camp out place that he is. God, we command, we command him to loose his hold wherever he may be trying to come in and cause havoc, God, in the great man of God's life. We speak death to that thing right now, God, and we say that it shall not prosper. In Jesus' mighty and rich name do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen. And amen. God
amen.
Bless you. God bless you. Apostle, go ahead and let the people know how to get in contact with you. Let them know your service times. Let them know about your business, man. Let them know about everything that's Apostle Walker. Please let them know this. Please go ahead and share that with them.
Oh, wow. This is usually the moment where I get all shy and modest, as my wife would say. To be able to, of course, first I'll definitely talk about the church, Visible Kingdom Empowerment Church. Of course, our service times are every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, whether in person or virtual. If you desire to worship with us in person, the address is 9109 Cullen Boulevard in the beautiful city of Houston, Texas. Of course, zip code is 77051. Of course, again, if you desire to worship with us virtually, you can do so through our church page, which is Visible Kingdom Empowerment Church. You can also follow us on Instagram at the tag is official VKEC. You also will be able to find us on YouTube at VKEC TV if you desire to watch us on YouTube. We also have our Maximize Mondays Bible study every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we always love to invite people to come and be able to receive the word of God. And some people will be like, why would you use a Monday? Because it's been, a lot of times, if you look at statistics, you could have such a wonderful church service, but a lot of people, when you ask them what did the preacher talk about on Sunday, majority of people don't remember. They'll remember the hoop, they'll remember the squall, they'll remember the jumping, shouting, bucking, but they don't remember the word that was preached that could have changed their lives for the better. So God has instructed us to make sure that the people are replenished even on Mondays, so that they can be able to continue whether they get to a Wednesday Bible study. But we want to do as God commands us, to help people to be replenished as much as possible. My business, of course, I do a financial service business. So in order to, of course, know more about that, whether it's for life insurance or whether it's for your home security system, identity theft, or even auto and home commercial insurance, various things in which the Lord has allowed me to be able to assist people with, you can contact me at 281-793-1017. Of course, I also can be reached, of course, my personal ministry page, which is Keep It Kingdom. You can find me on Facebook in reference to that, under that very name, Keep It Kingdom, where most of the time you'll actually see a picture of me on there. If you don't see a picture of me, I'll make sure that it's changed to where you guys will know that it is me when you look for that particular personal ministry.
Amen, amen, amen. As they say it in the Baptist church, govern yourself according to the announcement. Amen. Amen.
My God. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So get in contact with this great man of God. As you could tell, he has many irons in the fire, from everything from insurance on down to identity theft. So listen, he going to hit you on either one of those three scales, right? On one of them scales right there. So go ahead on and make sure y'all get in contact with him. Make sure that y'all get connected with him. Make sure that y'all reach out to this great man of God. Listen, I like that. He said, keep it kingdom. I like that.
Yes, sir.
We'll go out with our money. We'll put our money in every secular place. We can show up to every basketball game. We can show up to every football game. We can show up to every restaurant. We can go to every place. But when it comes to putting time and finances into a kingdom-minded people, we can't find nobody. Sad but true.
Sad but true.
We can't find kingdom. We can find ourselves supporting everything except the kingdom stuff.
My God.
So make it your business. Make it your business, people of God. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, make sure that you patronize this great man of God. Not only does he have the mind of Christ, but he has the heart of Christ. And listen, I'm almost certain everything he does. No, I'm certain that everything he does with the fullness of God intended in doing it.
Yes, sir.
So get with this great man, God. Get with him. Whether regardless of what you need, get in contact with him and let him know that you heard him right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And you wanted to connect with him, and you wanted to make sure that he knew that you blessed me spiritually. Now help me naturally. Help me with my natural thing. Amen. Amen. So God bless you, Apostle. Listen. Bless you, Apostle, man. I'm just excited. I'm excited about what God has allowed us to partake of today with you. I was blessed. I was truly blessed on today to be able to come and to sup with my brother and receive this great level of knowledge, this great level of power that you have imparted into us on today. We're leaving here, and I tell people this all the time. We're leaving here with substance. We're leaving here with substance.
My
please,
God.
please, brothers, do not take this word lightly. Do not take this word lightly. There is a legacy that is waiting for you to leave for your son and your daughters. We forget that sometimes we have to leave legacies not just for our sons, but we need to leave legacies for our daughters.
Yes, Lord.
Let them know that there are some things that we need to instruct in and instill in them, that when they leave this place, listen, whether it's your stepchildren or not, maybe the father is not there. I don't know why I'm going in here, Doc, but I'm here. Whether their father is there or not, whether they are part, their father is a part of it or not, you have to make sure that because you're now, watch this here, you're now their protector.
Yes, sir.
You have to leave a legacy because, watch this here, the evidently, it must have been a reason why that they not together no more. We ain't going to go into all that, but but you still leave your legacy. You still do your part. Hello, lights and walls. You still do your part.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you to your best place, put you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Whether you wanted to get there, you went there voluntarily Or you were, or you were spiritually kidnapped today. We, sometimes we just got spiritually kidnapped folks. So then,
yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone. I felt that one right there. I'm going to leave that alone. Man, listen, sometimes we got spiritually kidnapped folks to get them to where they need to go. Because
yeah.
they won't go there on their own. Sometimes you just got to push them. So bless you. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, man of God. Listen, people of God, we're going to go. I forgot we were doing a broadcast. I really did. I completely forgot we were doing a broadcast. Lord have mercy. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Apostle, please, please do not hang up.
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. Somebody lift your voice in this place. Somebody lift up your voice in this place. Oh!
Amen. Amen. Praise is what I do. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. We thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. God has done such a great thing on today with our brother, our friend, none other than Apostle Kendrick Walker. We are so excited. We're so excited about what God has spoke into us and over us on today. And we bless God. We bless God for that opportunity. We bless God for that opportunity. And we are just excited to have this chance, to have this opportunity to do what we do best. And that is be in the place and in the mindset of who God is and what God is doing in, around, and on our lives on today. Today is a blessed day. Today is a day of excitement, a day of change, and a day of shift. Those of you that are under the sound of my voice this morning, and you've heard the man of God. You heard the word on today. And some of you may be saying, "Well, I want to leave a legacy, but Apostle, I don't have a relationship with God. I don't know how to get there." I can give you the instructions, and they're real simple. They're not complex at all, my brothers and my sisters. They're really not. Only thing you have to do is just surrender this morning. Surrender your mind to Christ on this morning. Surrender your heart to Christ on this morning. And it's very simple. The book of Romans says that he said, "Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and you were raised from the dead." That's Romans 10 and 9. And it just simply says that. But we have what we call the overcomer scripture, what I just shared with you. And then that's the overcomer's prayer. And with that, in that overcomer's prayer, we will just pray with you. And as we're praying with you, we're going to reintroduce that Romans 10 and 9. And in that, I want you to just, those of you all, just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. You don't have to do anything traumatic or flip or change or do no cartwheel and shout and do all that. You just receive him by just lifting your hands. It's real simple. It's not complicated at all. Once I pray that prayer, you just lift your hands and say, "Father, I receive you. Father, I receive you. I receive you, Father." And it's just that simple. So lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into effectual fervent prayer. And allow God to come in and be released in your life. Father, we thank you for these your precious children that are under the sound of your great voice on today. God, we decrease in this thing, God, and let you be on the forefront as we extend this invitation unto these your precious children. God, they need a relationship with you. God, some of them are in places, God, that they don't understand why they're there. Some are in situations where they said that I've made this mistake and I'm here. Some of them, God, are there simply because they made the wrong decision at the wrong time. But Father, we know that you are a burden bearer. We know that you are a heavy load sharer. Father, we know that you are the one that will come into their various situations and cause them to be transformed and cause them to be shifted. So Father, today we thank you in advance for not only just speaking life, but speaking life more abundantly. Not only just over them, but God, speaking life to them. God, that they'll be able to see you for who you really are. And that is the God of another chance. God of not just a second chance, but the God of another chance. And for that, we thank you. And for that, we glorify you. And for that, we magnify you. Father, we thank you in advance for all things being made well. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we thank you for being made well. God, we thank you right now that as we speak to Romans 10 and 9, that they have confessed with their mouth and they believe with their hearts, Father, that you died and that you were raised from the dead and they are now saved. They are now saved. They are now kept with a purpose. That now kept with a reason. That they are kept with your precious blood. As they go through this very thing in this very place, Father, we thank you for speaking life not only just over them, but speaking life in them. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. In the body of Christ, amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for continuing to support and be a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We ask that you continue to share that broadcast name, that broadcast number with a family and a friend. Keep considering, continue to share the link that you guys are listening in to us on right now. We thank God for you. We thank God for that opportunity. We thank God for that chance for us to be able to just do what we do best, and that is just step into your lives and allow God to be God and let everything else around you to be a lie. Because we understand that it is in him you live, it's in him you breathe, it's in him you have your being. Anything else outside of that, watch this here, you're doing too much. Let God be God. Let God be God and everything else around you be shifted and changed. Amen? Amen. So we love you with the love of the Lord. We look forward to you guys coming and joining us again. This week will be our Women's Day Thursday with none other than our pastor of the Abba House, none other than Pastor Kashima Douglas, will be here with her guests right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember to connect in. We're also working on getting our Freestyle Friday back up and running. We have a guest that will be coming on here real soon. We're going to be connecting with the great man of God that will be coming on, and that he will be sharing with us on that Friday, Freestyle Friday broadcast. So we're getting those tuned up as well. So please make it your business. Make it your business to be a part of the business that God is doing. Amen. With everything that you have going on, we understand that the enemy's desire is to come in and sift you like wheat. But he is not only just a protector, but he is a watchman over your soul. So know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask of him. Now, those of you all who would like to share in a gift of giving on this morning, you can do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or going to your PayPal and share a gift there. The Zelle is 7997. I'm sorry. That's 832-816-7997. Those of you all who have Cash App. Those of you all who have, I'm having a Zelle. Those of you all who have Cash App, it is WGC2020. Again, that is WGC2020. Those of you all who have your PayPal, it is paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. Any one of those ways of connecting to share in that, please make sure that you guys share. Please make it, again, say that again. Those of y'all who would like to share financially, please do so. Know that your seed that you sow into us, we sow into others. This is how you receive a harvest and a field that you did not plant in. When you give unto us and we put those seeds into other places, into other other ministries and into the homeless, this is how you receive your residual seed that comes back in the harvest. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. We look forward to you guys joining us and being a part of this, the rest of this week's broadcast. And remember that God is not only able, but he is well able to come in and do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. So remember, know that he is going to keep, he is going to watch. He is going to have his hand of mercy and a hand of grace over your life, and that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So God bless you. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to you guys being a part of our rest of our broadcast week. God bless you.
Hey! The old folks used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.